gas atomic, spectromatic, inotropic, electromagnetic, environmental, hula-hula.
Storms are roaring, though the sky be falling, and your ride speed stalling, you know.
Hustle, spectator, sport, honest, spectator, sport.
Adventures calling, what's in store's not boring. Won't you come and join in, because...
The Nuga Flugel Adventures. Welcome to the La Vie University, where anything can and does happen. This is no ordinary place of learning. It is a wonderful, fantabulous, yet mysterious institution where students learn about God, about themselves, and about the true way of adventurous life lived to the max. So, what are you waiting for? Come and join our students now as they embark on the ride of their lives, because life is not a spectator sport. So, in an attempt to get out of eating Tandy's beef and blue bubblegum stew, JP unknowingly sets off a cataclysmic chain of events that he could never have imagined in his wildest dreams. JP and Tandy are still inside the engineering department workshop. They are blissfully unaware of the metamorphosis taking place at this very moment inside the machine. Professor Sebastian Osabio has just arrived on the scene on his faithful motorbike with a sidecar called Betsy.
I have a riddle for you.
Riddle? What's a riddle, Prof? Is it a right-handed fiddle?
No. A riddle is a question that seems impossible or makes no sense at first, but has a clever answer. For example, what is a face, three hands, but no arms?
Huh?
A clock. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Get it? A clock. Ah, Tandy, a clock is a face and three hands that counts the time. A clock. Ah, try this one. What belongs to you, but others use it more than you do?
What? I don't know.
Come on.
I give up. It doesn't even make sense. What belongs to you, but others use it more than you do?
Yeah. Your name. Your name belongs to you. Other.
How about this one? It can't be bought, but costs so much. It can't be touched, but it will touch. It can separate and unite too. It makes old things brand new.
Oh, that one hurts my head.
Mine too.
Prof, can't you give us the answer, please, Professor?
Oh,
please.
My boy, things of great value don't come cheaply. You need to wrestle with it and make it your own. Now that's a curious sound. Whatever could it be?
Oh, Professor, I'm so sorry. I broke the machine. I was just trying to upgrade it. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
JP, do you have anything to share with us? Anything you may be hiding?
Nothing comes to mind.
Really?
It sounds like something is inside the machine.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
Well, I may have temporarily stored a little bit of your beef and blue bubblegum stew in a compartment in the machine for later, you know. You know, our meat dishes mature once it has rested for a while.
JP, and it's just, where exactly did you put the beef and blue bubblegum stew?
I put it in a little compartment just below the flight deck. There's hardly anything inside there anyway. No harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul?
Yeah.
That's the housing for the proton accelerator. This is bad. This is very, very
starboard
bad.
Starboard hatch.
As the starboard hatch struggles to open, hundreds of huge, big, round blue bubbles escape from the machine and fill the entire workshop. A faint smell of grape infuses the air. Through the haze of brightly colored big blue bubbles, a young calf, completely covered in sticky blue bubble gum, emerges out of the machine and stares at all our friends in shock and bewilderment. JP, Tandy, and the professor are left frozen and wide-mouthed by this bizarre turn of events.
What on earth is...
How cute, it's a baby cow. Cute. Look at that, it's a baby cow.
Well,
so
technically, a cow is from the class Mammalia, the order Artiodactyla, family Bovidia, species Bostaurus. But you can call it bovine for short.
Seriously? Oh, it must be so busy in that head of yours, JP.
Oh dear, I think the machine has transmogrified your beef and blue bubblegum stew into this baby blue bovine here.
Transmogrified? That's not good. Can it be reversed?
Reversed, yes, of course. All we have to do is get the cow back inside the machine and reverse the polarity of the proton accelerator. If I haven't broken it, that is. We may need to increase the charge of the solenoid and bypass the centrifugal governor.
Bigger.
What?
I think it just got bigger.
It did?
Oh, my eyes deceiving me. Are you guys seeing this? I think that baby blue bovine just got bigger.
I think
bigger.
You're right, my boy. This is absolutely fascinating.
Fascinating?
Yes, that reminds me of the time when I was helping a friend of mine get a few animals into a large boat he built. We had to make sure that they were all small enough to fit through the door. It was quite a tight squeeze with the elephants.
Elephants?
But I have a way with animals. They call me an elephant whisperer in some parts.
Oh, wow.
And we couldn't waste any time as there was bad weather on the way. Ah, the good old days. Pity that unicorn was so stubborn.
Unicorn?
Refused to get in the boat even though the rains were coming down.
Unicorn? Boat? Prof? You couldn't possibly be speaking about no.
Ah, no time for that now. Anyway, this is your responsibility, Jean-Pierre. You need to get that baby blue bovine back into the machine as soon as possible.
You're right, Professor. I think I'll just lure it in with some snacks I have in my backpack. Yeah, goey, goey, goey. Come eat some muesli. Or some marshmallows.
Cows don't eat marshmallows, JP.
How about a maize snack with some milky moo juice?
JP, every time you feed the cow, it grows bigger.
What?
Hey, hey, hey. Guess who was first in line for that 2-for-1 burger special? It's a really, really great deal. Whoa! What in the world is that thing?
Schimpfer, please tell me those are chicken burgers.
No way, dude. You know how I roll. 100% pure beef burger, baby.
What? Cow meat? Oh, yeah. No.
And at that, the cow turned round and saw Schlumpfer taking a large bite of his 100% pure beef burger. The big blue bovine became really angry really quickly at the fact that Schlumpfer may well be eating a cousin of hers. The angrier the cow became, the more she grew. She grew and grew and grew some more until she was 10 foot tall and still covered in sticky blue bubblegum. The cow was the size of a single-story house. She stood up on her hind legs and let out an angry bellow. And then without warning, she charged at poor Schlumpfer. He let out a girlish scream, still clutching onto his burgers, and bolted out of the workshop. The sounds of devastation and mayhem filled the air as the mad cow chased Schlumpfer across the campus. Let's hope that our friends will be able to tame the ginormous blue bubblegum popping bovine and get it back inside the machine before it's too late. Be sure not to miss out on the next exciting episode of The Nooga Flugel Adventures.
Nooga Flugel.
Hey, 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 Schlumpfer here. Check out our website, flugel.co.za. That's flugel.co.za. See you there.